Okay, today's topic is on page 169. Actually, it's on 168. I don't remember where this was or who it was with, but I was in Meir Shearim many years ago, and I was there for davening, and there are people who davened very, very loudly. Is it Karliner? Is it Karliner Hasidim?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shouted.
Stolen. Oh, maybe it's stolen?
Oh, Karlin's stolen.
Because they're like related somehow? I don't know my... Okay. And what I recall very vividly is that when it came to Yehi Shmei Rabba, they like lost their voice. It was like over the top in terms of loud. And the truth is, you often do see people, when they say Yehi Shmei, you see people who like, you know, people say it loudly, people who like scream and shout. So what's going on with that? So we're going to see, I think, which is a fascinating understanding of sources of Makoros. And I want to see what the Gemara says and the Rishonim say. You know, see where this whole thing comes from. It's fascinating based just halachically and sociologically. And then the conclusion, I think, is also quite important. So says the Gemara in Shabbos, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, 25. As it says, was a pasuk from Shoftim. What's the rationale? Because the Baruch Hashem. Okay, so there's something that's, you see the Gemara says something about what? You say Yehi Shmei Rabba, it has something to it. It says Rashi, what is B'chol Kocho? So again, if you were to say, what's B'chol Kocho, what would you assume it means?
Physical strength.
Physical strength. Says Rashi, no. Kavana. Now, when Rashi says Kavana, Kavana Maruba, it's not connected to physical strength, right? Meaning, right? Not at all.
You need to say something with physical strength.
What? I mean, what's kavana? Kavana isn't necessarily physical strength. Kavana is like, so again, literal means kavana means you're focusing on the words and what they mean and what their symbolism. You know, that's kavana, right? So, right, we know that halacha. I don't want to get too off topic, but we know that, right? That's the kavana is you have to know who you're saying it to and what you're saying. That's the bare minimum, right? Is who you're diving to and the translation of the words. The truth is that's even step two, right? Famous Rav Shmuel says, you're talking to God. That's sufficient, and then you're yotzei tefillah. Says the Tosfos. Listen to this. Remember, Diash Paskin and Bemaiser Rishon Ben Alisha the Kamar Haslam Kishon the Chesam of the Knesset of Yom Yesh Mirabba Mivara Bekoram Mivartling Zerika. So says Tosfos. I'm going to quote a psikta that adds in these words, Bekoram. That's not what the Gemara says. He's adding in those words. Meaning the Gemara just says, Bechol Kocho. This psikta, quoted by Tosfos, is adding in the words, Bekoram. So you see here, Rashi highlights Kavana. Tosfos says, and maybe, by the way, how do you get that Kavana? It's about energy. Comes along the Nesivos Olam, right, which is the Maharal, 27. And he says, "Ein haperush b'chol kocho b'chol ram," which is interesting because you know there's like some you know Chassidus over here. No, don't get confused. Not the same thing. De'im gan ayalomar b'chol ram. Otherwise, it would have said kol ram, not b'chol kocho. Not the same, right? Gam gan the farz b'chol v'nato. And I also want to say it's not really perush b'chol v'nato. Lo amar didn't say that. Rab perush kocho v'lo b'safar rafa. Don't you know safar rafa is I don't mumble the words. Clearly, that's Bechol Kocho. I wish it was a better definition than Rashi's definition, but okay.
I think what you're saying is that Bechol Kocho is like, you should say the words all, like as well as you can. Put all your effort into saying the words.
You think that's what he, that's what I was saying. Yeah. Right. You hate.
You enunciate very well.
Right. It's actually, I got to. People are machbi to do this, except for Israelis, but. The Rambam says you have to actually have to pronounce your words properly in Hebrew in grammar. The emphasis is on the last syllable. In America, we don't do that. We flip it around with the emphasis on the first syllable, which is actually correct grammatically Hebrew wise. But okay, and that's right. So that's what 27. That's what he says. Klamar levatenochona etemi lim v'lo livloa. Don't swallow the words. Don't swallow the syllables. Right? It's interesting. Shulchan Aruch is going to bring Shita the Tosfos. The Mishnah Brura is going to argue, and highlight Shita Rashi. It's fascinating. It's really, really fascinating. If you look at Shulchan Aruch in 28, he says, Bekol Ram, you should la roots, li shimua kaddish. Right? Okay, that's for our purpose. That's what we're interested in. Mishnah Brura in 29, in the first line, Bechol Gachol Kareen Lo Gzefan, Shekosh against Yuel Yizer Me'od Me'od. You shouldn't talk, by the way. It's actually... Does he see it here? Can't talk in front of Kaddish or Kedusha. Meaning, it's funny, you know, we're human beings. So because we're human beings, we assume that Kaddish is more important. Because Kedusha is more important. Kedusha, you say once per tefillah. Kaddish, you say two, three, four, five, six times. Whatever, usually the human nature is whatever you say the fewer amount of times is more important. But that's not true. It's just like you wouldn't talk to now. Who talk? No one talks during Kedusha, that, right? But it appears that you shouldn't talk during Kaddish. It's the same level of importance. Okay. And that's what he said. Okay, go to the bottom in 29. He says, don't scream. You're going to make fun of him and say, that guy's like, what are you screaming for? That's so weird. Because you make fun of somebody, it's a sin. Says the Yaakov Shimoni, same way Yaakov Yosef, 30. Umash oni meish me rabba b'koram hu gedei lo rera kavana. Ach, ein tzarech latek b'oz kolo yutar midai. Don't scream so loudly. Why? I shed the la like b'ni abriya. That's weird. This is very important. We don't do weird things in Judaism. Now, I realize that like, tefillin look weird. I realize that like Lulav looks weird. But like screaming and shouting while dominating more than necessary is weird. The guy looks weird. Right? So the Al Kopani also you can't be louder than the person who started. So you're gonna be louder than the guy who's leading the davening? It's also very problematic. Okay? What does it mean? Okay, that's one of the highlights of today's topic. Is Yeshmei Rabba, Kavana, Koran, Pirush HaMilim, like clearly enunciated. What everyone agrees to is that don't scream and shout, maybe look, make it look kind of like odd. We should probably do all three, which is it all that. But again, not too loud, not loud the person who says it. We should have say it clearly. And so we'll accomplish perhaps everything all in one.